Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and a current infill student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 9th, 1969, the physical remains of one of Barbados's most distinguished sons, Louis Albert Lynch, were interred during the second state funeral in this island's post-independence history. The 52-year-old politician and the principal of the now-defunct Modern High School had died 2 days earlier following a brief illness. Hundreds of mourners, led by the Prime Minister of Barbados, the Right Honorable Errol Barrow, and the Governor General Sir Winston Scott, filled the St. Michael's Cathedral to pay their final respects. Students of the Modern High School were among those who thronged the streets as the solemn funeral procession was escorted to the Westbury Cemetery by 6 mounted horsemen and outriders of the Royal Barbados Police Force. But the story of the man whose passing drew such reverence had begun decades earlier in far more modest circumstances. According to parish records, Louis Lynch was born on December 23, 1916, at Spooner's Hill, St. Michael, to Louis Ivan Lynch, a cabinet maker, and Ruth Cottle, who was employed as a seamstress. He was educated at the St. Lawrence Boys' School, and his academic promise earned him scholarships to the Boys Foundation School and Harrison College. Throughout his relatively short but accomplished life, Louis Lynch served in several spheres, including education, sports, and politics. His vision for social change was most evident in the establishment of the Modern High School, which served as an instrument of social transformation and allowed children from working-class families to access secondary education. As a dedicated sportsman who once held national records in the 220 and 440-yard sprints, his commitment to the development of young people also extended into the realm of sports. He headed several sporting organizations and played a key role in raising funds to enable Barbados's first Olympian, cyclist Kenneth Farnham, to compete at the 1952 Summer Olympics in Helsinki, Finland. Louis Lynch also made his presence felt on the political landscape as a leading member of the Barbados National Party, Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, and the second Mayor of Bridgetown. Regrettably, of the 3 memorials that were established in his honor, only the bust survives. The National Stadium, which once featured a stand with his name, no longer exists, and the buildings that once housed the Louis Lynch Secondary School were demolished in 2025, almost 2 decades after the institution was officially closed. In light of these circumstances, there have been calls for the new National Stadium, currently under construction, to be named in his honor, alongside appeals for Louis Lynch to be conferred the title of National Hero. Alumni of the Modern High School continue to lead these efforts and remain steadfast in their advocacy for the recognition of this outstanding Barbadian.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.